He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey, or should I say aloha?
Aloha it is, and once again, yes, we are back in the beautiful state of Hawaii, catching all those rays, checking out all those lovely bikinis on the beach, and the surf was up yesterday, wasn't it?
Excuse me, you were checking out all the bikinis on the beach? I don't think so. Yeah, there's lots of bikinis on the beach and lots of the surf is up and it's just absolutely fantastic. We saw some beautiful fireworks last night. We actually had the best seat in the house, literally, didn't we?
Yeah, we were sitting right beside the Royal Hawaiian Hotel at the hotel next to it, and they had those little sunbeds sprawled out and there was a bunch of people all gathered around and we just happened to be in the right spot. And what a display. And also incredibly busy here. I was just reading that tourism is up about 30% in Hawaii, so seems like the economy is allowing people to come back here. But it's busy, lots of energy, and of course all the restaurants are jam-packed. As we walked through Waikiki last night, just kind of having a good look at all the flavor and differences in all the people that we see walking around.
Not that you and I would be eating in any restaurant at this point in time in our life, or let's say your life, but I'm hanging in there with you, honey. I am just sticking by your side and doing the bodybuilding diet as well. Well, maybe I'm having a little bit more carbs than you are, but still.
Yeah, the diet is going great. I have discovered a good source of turkey, which is good for my blood type. And so right now it's just turkey and some whey protein isolate. And we'll get more into the diet as it comes up. So we will now get into the first phase of our discussion. What's cooking?
What's cooking is brewer's yeast and Enjuvita nutritional yeast. Now, the reason that I've chosen this particular topic is because we have not, or let's say I have not cooked in a couple of months. Well, I have cooked a little bit, but because you've been on this diet, it's few and far between for new recipes. The brewer's yeast is a byproduct of the beer industry. It absorbs vitamins and nutrients from other ingredients involved in the brewing process. And as the yeast absorbs nutrients, it also absorbs flavor, which are often bitter. Now, some companies use a process to remove the bitterness, so it would be called debittered brewer's yeast if you can buy it in bulk or in the package at the health food store. If it is debittered, then the chromium would be removed, just so you know that. Brewer's yeast is high in nucleic acid count. It is important a component for cell development, and the other vitamins and minerals that contained in brewer's yeast would be folic acid, B12, potassium, thiamine, and niacin. It's low in calories, it's low in fat, sodium, and carbohydrates, so it's great for anybody who's on dietary restrictions or any health reasons. And this is why we have added, incorporated again in our diet, the brewer's yeast, to put into our shakes, because the diet that we're choosing to have right now is not a lot of salads and greens and that type of thing.
Yeah, whenever you're dieting for a show or to prepare for a photo shoot, you've got to back it up. The limitations of the diet are strong, so that's where dietary supplements come in. And of course, I'm going back now to my original origin in the health industry and brewer's yeast and the different forms of nutritional yeast like Enjuvita or kefir. They were much, much stronger back in the day. We had bone meal, we had desiccated liver, and we didn't have a lot of the sophisticated products. We certainly didn't have any creatine or ribose and a lot of the antioxidants. What I've seen is a movement away from some of those pillars, just like in the gym and training. There's less and less people doing bench, squat, deadlifting, more new movements that have value, but not as much value as those staple moves that are harder, that take more energy to learn, and that overall have stood the test of time. But I remember brewer's yeast in pregnant women was a big one, and I used it for a long time myself as a backup, and I would squeeze oranges, make orange juice, add a tablespoon of the brewer's yeast, and then put it in a little shaker cup and shake it up, and then that's what made it palatable for me.
Ooh, that sounds so yummy. We put it in our protein shake, so really I can't really even taste it. Now, just so you know, the ingredients are utilized in the brewing process that have hops, grain, and malt. So if you do have any type of, you know, gluten aspects, then I would probably be careful about that. Really read the labels on the packaging. Now, also the Engivita yeast, which is really great. We put that on top of popcorn. Oh, those were the days, the popcorn days, when we used to have popcorn and watch a movie. Air popped popcorn, organic popcorn. So put it maybe on a little bit of rice and top it on salad. Engivita yeast has a nice kind of cheesy flavor to it. And it's a nutritional yeast, which is made from a single-celled organism, which is grown on molasses and then harvested, washed, and dried to kill or deactivate it. Because it's inactive, it doesn't froth or grow like baking yeast does. So there's no leveling agent. So you don't want to interchange these. Nutritional yeast is not the same as brewer's yeast, which is a product of the beer-making process and is very bitter. So just so that you know that they're not the same.
Yeah, again, many different varieties. And a lot of research on vitamin chemistry using yeast cells. I remember back in the day learning about the principle of biochemical individuality with Dr. Roger Williams, and he had done a lot of research on yeast cells showing how if you feed one, it creates a different outcome with a certain substance versus another nutrient, and then how he could create nutrient deficiencies with even animals beyond that and stress them out and the pool would be depleted. And so he was trying to demonstrate the uniqueness of even cells that are in a plant world belonging to yeast. And of course, a lot of our knowledge in biochemistry is a derivative of first and foremost working with plants that then led to, and today we're working with a lot of animals doing different tests. So brewer's yeast can be very useful. I think that this concern with yeast as it relates to candida, candidiasis, does not really relate. I have seen people who seem to have dysbiosis or a history of problems with yeast, and it's not because they were taking brewer's yeast. It's because they were, you know, consuming alcohol, lots of sugar, taking antibiotics, using cortisone. So it's like people in hospitals that are on kidney therapy, they're not there because they were taking creatine or whey protein isolate or having a high protein diet. They're there because of dehydration, eating a lot of crap and junk and drinking alcohol. So we have to not throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's a very important rule in nutrition.
You got that right. So try to incorporate some Engivita yeast and some brewer's yeast into your diet. I think that would be great. It's worked for us. It's worked for Corey. I wanted to get that B12 shots that I got for him that he's taking, and also getting the brewer's yeast and the Engivita yeast there for him so that he's nice and calm, so that I can deal with him during his bodybuilding competition. So really, it's all about me.
Yeah, so make sure that you get your B vitamin fix on a regular basis. So important for the nervous system and the brain and the metabolism of fats, carbs, and proteins. Just an absolutely critical group of nutrients, almost all of which are very dense, with the exclusion of B12, in the different forms of nutritional yeast. So experiment using them, adding them to foods. It's a great way to improve the quality of your feed supply to your children as well. Okay, moving on. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Now, he's got a really, really interesting story. He lost his license to practice medicine because he published articles revealing the research on immunization, the toxicity of it, also what's involved, the ingredients of it. Just amazing, his story.
Well, he is a man of courage. He put his neck on the line, literally. That wasn't his intention, but as a consequence of just being a truth seeker and wanting to publish information that could help patients, he was condemned and criticized, and he became an embarrassment, a source of extreme criticism by the profession that he had devoted his life to. So really, it's a lot of it's big pharma. The medical profession is kind of on the side, and they often don't take a position because they want big pharma to stand up and take the heat. But anyone that violates the trust of big pharma usually is going to be sent to the gallows, and that was true with Dr. Wakefield. So he had to move away from England. He's not able to practice medicine, but he is continuing to help people and parents, especially with children with autism. And he's demonstrated that these vaccinations are not reliable and in most cases not required.
Well, he does suggest that parents are responsible for their children, and he advises that they should learn as much as they can about immunization. However, he forewarns that the more you read, the more perplexed you'll become. So really, it's a very challenging situation there. And he says that most doctors don't read. They take the information from the distributors of the products, so then doctors are not up on their research. Now, I'm not talking about all doctors here, so if somebody's listening to this and they're a doctor, please don't get upset with what I just said. But we know that doctors are very busy. I've been in the doctor's office and I've waited up to an hour to get into the little room, and then I wait another 10 minutes and then he keeps me there for 2 minutes and writes me a prescription. So they're very, very busy with their business. So a lot of times they do not have time to read research. Dr. Wakefield also says that if you opt for immunization, do one solution at a time, not these multiple solutions. So thank you very much, Dr. Wakefield, for your special guest interview. It was fascinating.
Yeah, once again, I'm reminded that the best medicine is self-applied. Exercise in particular, and of course, whole food, organic, fresh nutrition. Those are the two greatest weapons against the mass destruction of stress and poor food and inactivity, all of which are driving the hordes of sick people into the doctors. Recently, on the news here in Hawaii, there was an announcement that there was an epicenter quake, an earthquake that happened just off and close to the Big Island of Hawaii. But not to be concerned, there was not going to be a tsunami. So they're really big on tsunami warnings and detection systems here in Hawaii because it's a major threat to the people that live here on the coastline. So they're into prevention, and we have got to focus on prevention and exercise consistently applied, the right kind, whole food nutrition. This is the best way to prevent the disease that, if never given the opportunity, won't be present. So you don't have to treat the disease if it's not there. And that's the power of exercise and whole food nutrition combined together, not one or the other, but both. And very few people add the third component wisely, and that is dietary supplements. Okay, let's move on to our CHI update. And man, what a day we had getting here to Hawaii from Canada. Trace, you want to talk about that?
Oh boy, yes, the antics on the airplane. Goodness gracious, you know, we're all excited, anticipating going on a vacation. So it was the sublime to the absurd. We get to Invernahn, and we wanted to check our bags. You can do it yourself. And the computer blocked. It just stopped. So we had to go and have it done for us. And she says, oh, the two of you have been chosen to have the search. And I said, oh, okay, whatever. We've got nothing to hide. So we had to take our luggage, and we had, instead of going right through to Honolulu, we had to have it taken right to Vancouver and then issued to Honolulu.
Yeah, I don't have much faith in that Homeland Security. I think it's a huge waste of time and energy and money in particular, but obviously, like the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, thrives off what it does and its injustice. This is a system that exists now that has grown into enormous proportions, disproportionately to what it provides in terms of benefit, other than gigantic inconvenience. But the process of being processed is not enjoyable. It diminishes the experience of travel. And it's almost as if they are trying or attempting to make it so miserable and difficult for people coming in as, you know, Canadians are allies to the Americans. We're friends. We do primary sharing, trade, the whole deal. And there's just no way that we should be treated the way that we were treated. And also with the level of incompetence, I found was just amazing.
Now that's an understatement, incompetence. So we were flagged down. We had to go and have everything checked and swabbed. And Corey went through the machine. I'm not sure quite what the machine is called. I opted to have the pat down. I said, I ain't going through that machine. If I have a choice, I choose to have the pat down. And it was very sterilized, done, sterilely done, which is fine, no problem, but I'm not going in any radiated machine or anything like that if I don't have to. But, you know, we stand in line because when he went to take our tag, he says, go in this line up over here, which means you have to get checked over. And so we stand there and some other people come too. The other people who didn't have to get checked went in another lineup. And we're standing there and there's nobody around. And we're going, well, what's going on here? So anyway, we had to go and ask what's going on. We had to go and find out. And then they helped us. And then that was fine, no problem. And then I guess they stamped our ticket, whatever, that we had had the search done. And then we get to the customs agent to go into the American side. And I'll tell you, we're guilty. I tell you, they the way they treat people, the way they yell at people, the way they talk down to you is totally unacceptable. Now, I don't know if this is part of their training or not, or they just don't like their job, or they need to take a Midol or some primrose oil. I'm not sure what it is, but I just think it's totally unacceptable how rude and nasty and cruel these people are.
Yeah, then there was the episode about getting on the wrong plane. Flying from, let's see, Vernon on WestJet as the airline. And so, of course, we're waiting with some friends to get on the plane, and they call us, and we sort of file through, and everyone's checking our picture and passports, of course, as they do. And, of course, your boarding pass is like the pass of your existence in life. It's all about the boarding pass. Where's your boarding pass? And every single person that you get processed by, like 8 or 9 or 10 or however many they, you know, all the flight attendants, all the immigration people, everyone. So anyway, I'm following these people down the corridor and I can't see any other sign, any other directions other than just following these folk down the line. So we actually, led by me, walked on and filed onto the wrong plane. It was an Air Canada flight going somewhere different. Now, the flight attendant who took our boarding passes looked at each one of them. There was 5 in our group. She looked at every single one of them and said, proceed down the aisle. Well, we got to where our seats were, and Tracy was looking, I think, for 7B, and there was no 7B, and I was going like, what is going on here? We're on the wrong plane. Well, getting off the plane was hard as hell because nobody would let us go by. Everyone's pushing forward, jamming in, trying to get into their seat. And, of course, we're moving in the opposite direction. And then when we got on the other plane, the right plane, the guy that let us on implied that it was all of our faults, that we had chosen the wrong plane. And, of course, okay, I'll take some responsibility. But, hey, I thought you guys are supposed to be up on your security. How did we get on the wrong plane? I mean, 5 people with 5 boarding passes, how did we get on the wrong plane? That the last person, obviously, was, thinking about something else. So it was quite an interesting affair. We had one situation after another, and Tracy and I were just kind of looking at each other, going like, this is interesting. Let's just see how life unfolds and see if we can get to where we're going or not.
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy. There was a lot of security guys with their fingers up their nose, not doing anything. It creates a lot of jobs. I see that right now. For some people who don't like what I'm saying, I can't help myself because it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculousness. And then they couldn't believe. She says, I'm just so surprised that they picked 2 people from the same family. They don't normally do that. That's what the big deal was all about, really, 2 people from the same family. Whatever. Anyway, we're here. We made it safe and sound, and now it's all about the bodybuilding competition.
Yeah, and I'm in the final last couple of days now. Yesterday I signed up at the fitness center right on the beach, 24-hour fitness. So that's 2 workouts a day and just grinding through. I did prepare well for my photo shoot in Vancouver prior to getting out here. I carved up well, timed it well. I'm liking what I'm seeing in the mirror. The abs are coming through. I'm down to almost 200 pounds, so I have lost a fair amount of weight. But I'm nice and lean, and I figured at my age, with the age as a disadvantage, I needed to come in cut up, an extra cut to compensate for that, and that seems to be working. But those whey isolate shakes in water combined with, I did use chicken breast, now I'm using turkey breast, but just that alone and then training through that, it's really all about the mind. It's about overcoming the emotions, the sensations, and this is a paradigm of life that we cannot trust our emotions most of the time. Unless they're coupled in a positive sense with some great goals, the negative emotions, the emotions of fatigue and low energy, we can't trust them. It's just proving to me how one, even at 55, you can move through these hurdles of fatigue and low energy with the mind, with the focus, focusing on the goal, wanting what you want, the desire is there, listening to no one, living in your own world and being very, very clear. So this is what athletes are able to do. They're able to, through the love of their sport and the focus of the commitment and discipline, achieve things that people that live in soft bubbles cannot even comprehend.
Well, Mitchell is 22. He's going in the novice, and he looks pretty good. He had his photos taken as well, and he looked really, really good, and I choreographed his routine. Both the boys look good. He says this is something he's never done before, and his skin is clearing up. He looks really good, and he says the hardest part was the dieting. And he says, and everybody around me, they're young guys, you know, and they're all eating their junk food and having fun and drinking. And he says, it was just so hard for me. That was the hardest part, is to just say no to it. He's never, ever had any restrictions in his diet. He's always just eaten whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted to. So that was a really good point that Corey made about the discipline, and it can be done. And, you know, he said it was only the first 2 weeks that was the hardest for him to do. And now he's kind of gotten in the swing of things. But he says when he's here for the next week, because we're going to spend another week here, he says, I'm just going to eat whatever I want, and I'm just going to junk out. And then when I get back home, he says, I'm going to watch my diet. However, I'm thinking, I'm really hoping that he doesn't feel well when he junks out, and maybe we'll turn him around, and he'll be born again into the health food diet.
Right on. And in the gym yesterday, I met this really nice person, a lot of nice people here in Hawaii. I recall now why I love to live here, because the local people are so friendly. And in the gym especially, I've just met so many people and such nice people as well. A fellow came up to me and was wondering what I was doing. I was actually looking for Mitch. He was across the gym, and he said, well, you need some collars for the squat bar and such. And so I found out that I needed to go to the front desk and get the collars for the squat bar. And we had an instant connection, and I helped him unload his leg press, and we just connected so well. But he watched Mitch do a set of squats, and he said, that is a beautiful set of squats, all the way down, rock bottom, in control, great posture, great back, and that made Mitch feel really good. So there was a nice benefit there that was unsolicited and real and authentic and genuine, and that's really what it's all about. When you're doing something right, people take notice, they compliment, and that is part of the joy of living in a state of wellness. Okay, so that's it for this edition of He Said, She Said. Tracy, my dear, what is your final word?
My final word is by Ronnie Coleman, bodybuilder extraordinaire. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got.